19 of the 23 players scored for the game against Botswana, including South Africa-based Kama Biliata in camp and were at the team's training session today under the guidance of caretaker coach Klaus Dieter Pagels, who has been given the task of taking charge of the team for the remaining matches of the 2014 World Cup campaign. Team manager Sharif Musa has revealed that they are still expecting German-based Nolan Mbsona and Ashford Gutu, who plays for Kalmar in Sweden, to arrive this evening to have a full complement of the squad. Musa speaks on the mood in the camp.
The mood at the moment, it's quite good. They've all responded well, they've come in well, and they're looking forward to making the coach's life difficult in terms of selection and other preparations.
Musa, however, revealed that former Dynamo striker Roderick Mtuma, who has just joined South Africa's Bloemfontein Celtic, is not available due to club commitments.
He's sorting out his paperwork with his new club, which is something as an achievement for him joining Bloemfontein Celtic. So the authorities there could not release his passport in time for him to have joined camp. So therefore, he will not join us.
Missing too is Quincy Antipas, who plays for Brøndby in Denmark, who is injured. Apart from Tuma and Antipas, Musa says they have no injury worries and will field the best Zimbabwean team available. Musa, however, said they would have wanted more time with the players instead of the 2 days allocated to them before the game.
It's just that there's a short amount of time during an international friendly to be together, but otherwise we would like that if the coach is happy with this, the nature of these players, we would like them to be together more often.
Despite that, the team manager has promised soccer fans a good game.
We'll do our best from our part, and they just got to be patient and tolerant.
Zimbabwe is using this game to prepare for their World Cup qualifier against Egypt set for next month. The Warriors, who are in third position in the four-nation World Cup group, need a win against the Faroes to have a realistic chance of qualifying for Brazil. The Warriors have 1 point from 2 matches and trail leaders Egypt by 5 points. Guinea are in second place with 3 points, while Mozambique are rock bottom with 1 point garnered from the goalless draw against the Warriors. The game against Botswana is being played on a day reserved for international friendlies by FIFA, and a win for Zimbabwe will also help improve their world ranking. Zimbabwe are ranked 101 in the world and are 25th in Africa. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.